three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde, Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday edition. The Eastern Conference Finals tipping off tomorrow edition. I'll tell you what, we love Chris McIntosh around here, but I do believe his new gig got a little more interesting yesterday thanks to the U.S. Supreme Court edition. How'd the birthday bash go yesterday? Did you totally redeem yourself after Mother's Day edition? And my kids are at camp, and even though it's not overnight, I'm freaking out a little bit. Edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, and of course, the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free WisconsinOnDemand.com, the Wisconsin On Demand app, which allows you to stream the show. It allows you to get the podcasts of the show and of interviews, or it allows you to listen to our podcast where you get all your other podcasts. Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson, who promised a major fashion announcement and now has failed to deliver, is in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. And the gift giver du jour, the expert in all things celebrating Sarah Tauscher. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good day yesterday, but I'm telling you, man, I am out of ideas when it comes to gift giving. I need help. I don't have anything. Like, we're very blessed, very fortunate. I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I think we didn't fail miserably yesterday, but I don't know if we hit a home run. I don't think we hit a home run. I would say we hit a little bleeder down the right field line, and maybe it blooped in. First baseman had a chance to make the play and probably missed. That's how I would describe Max.
And it would still be ruled a hit?
Yeah, I think it's a hit.
Or an error on the first baseman.
I think it's a hit. So we all talked the Mother's Day, I guess, debacle. Because normally Sarah's just going to go with the flow. She's not going to complain. But when she told us that we kind of was an epic fail on Mother's Day, through no fault of our own, hockey, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course not. Long travels.
And whatnot. But she's out at like this champagne brunch yesterday. And then, you know, Max and I watched the Sun Prairie High School team make another state tournament run. They beat up on Janesville Craig last night. So we went there because she already had dinner plans with one of her best friends and Eleanor. So we got a cake. We got her a cake, which I think was pretty good. But she didn't come floating home till about 9 o'clock last night. And by then, you know me, I'm during the week, I'm an early pickleballer. So We got her cards and a cake. Is that a successful day, in your opinion?
All right, so a couple of questions, if I may.
Yeah.
So Eleanor made a handmade card.
Yep.
Right? Isn't that what you said yesterday?
And I'll tell you, she made my Father's Day. She puts a lot, like she bedazzles and jewels, and it is classy. Continue.
Yes, and those are the types of things as a parent that if you save things, those are the cherished items. Now, I don't know what your track record is for saving.
There's a lot more net saved in this house, much to my chagrin.
But that's Sarah that does the saving. So 100%. There is our first hint on the key to success on celebrating Sarah, whether it's on Mother's Day or her birthday or what have you. It is handmade, full of love, even if the quality is not the same as you would buy at the local store.
Good news, because the card yesterday was handmade by me. I made a handmade card.
Wait, Eleanor, you made a card?
I did. I made a handmade card, yep.
Can Sarah send a photo of this on the private talk and text line?
It was very private, so she cannot.
Okay. I'm really struggling with this because I want more details. You clearly don't want to give them. I don't even know if I believe you right now. It might have been a sticky note. Happy birthday.
No,
and do you sign things
on
mark
my new boogie
or
board?
Touch?
What if I did it? It was not on the boogie board. It's a card. It was.
All right. So then my next question is, did you purchase the cake? You did not like get the kids together in the kitchen and make the cake?
We didn't have time. No, it was a cake. Well, I'll put it that way. It was a cake. We did not make it.
It
no.
was a cake.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have to admit, what I enjoyed about yesterday more than anything, Eleanor she kind of saved the day because she told me before she left, she said, "Dad, you better have a cake." That's what she told me.
She is a hero.
So, you know what? Old boy went and got a cake. That's what old boy did. He went and got a cake.
Did you really need that advice? Like, it's a birthday.
I ain't going to lie to you. It was a helpful reminder.
If you were playing word affiliation, someone says birthday, one of the first two or three words someone else would say is cake.
Whoa, no. Let me tell you something. So I was excited this year. We had, we have a league team and then we have a tournament team for baseball. I didn't get a cake, and I couldn't be happier. Sarah brought cookies for me to hand out to our kids for my birthday, and that was I couldn't have asked for a better idea than what she did. Yeah, she's just a lot more. Here's the deal. This is what the root of this is coming down to. Why is it? And maybe it's just me, and it could be me because Wildy
appears to be.
You are a very sensitive, like thoughtful gift giver. I'm not. That's not my strengths. It's just not who
I
am.
We know.
I like getting stuff done. Is this going to come down on gender lines that men are just a lot worse at giving gifts than women? Is that because you're not? Is it just me? Is it because if it's just a me thing, then I need to start really thinking things through because I'm already kind of dreading, what do I have to do now for the anniversary? There's a lot happening in a one-month period of time. Our anniversary's coming up. I'm thinking, what do I do now? Like, I'm running out of ideas.
I guess my first point is between Eleanor and myself, maybe you just need to learn to ask for help more. You acknowledge the problem, which is always the first step, as we know. But maybe you need to ask for a little bit of help. Like,
maybe.
Did you I don't know Sarah obviously as well as you do because I'm not married to her. What about like sending her off for a nice pedicure where she gets to spend some time away from you, which is a big win.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is something that Paula enjoys. So like she did that actually on Father's Day while I took the girls to the wildlife sanctuary to give her a little time to herself to just rest and recuperate and kind of recharge.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've done that before.
Okay, so I think opportunities for your better half to kind of catch their breath or recharge are good.
Okay.
I think opportunities to pamper themselves a little bit are good. I also think that homemade, made by the kids, is even if they fail in their efforts and you would not assess the quality of their work as high, it doesn't matter. It's the they are the personification of it's the thought that counts.
Okay.
So utilize, like, when you have internet access, there have to be just thousands of projects that kids can do for birthdays that you could Google on your phone, which you still use because I know you're back to using it the same amount as you always have. So you have all these resources. You have me. You have Eleanor. You have the internet. I feel like these. We're here. Let
all right. Here's the deal.
Help me help you.
Well, obviously, it was an anniversary. I can't have you do that. But I think the next time Mother's Day comes around, I'm going to put you in charge.
Great.
All right.
I'm happy to help.
There you go.
I just want to know, when you sign a card to your wife, do you sign it Mark or Tausch?
Old boy. Happy birthday,
old
girl. So. Tausch, one thing that I've learned to do, and this is not just for my wife, but for...
Jesse's been married like 6 days.
Yeah, and I feel like I got this down a lot better than Tausch does. Over the course of the year, have a note in your phone. You know where the notes are? You
can keep use that.
Okay,
no.
Well, we got to teach you that next time you're around.
No, my phone is strictly alarm clock, text messaging, and Twitter. That's what my phone is.
Okay, well then get a whiteboard or get a sticky note.
I have
note
a boogie board. Yeah,
boogie
right here.
Boogie board works. And yeah, right every here. Time you're, like, if you're driving around or if you're out at the store and you come across something and she makes a passing comment that, oh, I'd like to get one of these, yes, or that'd be cool to have.
I ain't going to lie
to
you.
You jot that down.
I ain't going to lie to you. That ain't me. That's just not me. I'm
one of the best birthday gifts I've gotten Becca in the 5 years that we've been together, soup spoons. I got her soup spoons 3 or 4 years ago when she was living in her own apartment. I had mine, but she loved the soup spoons. We're big soup people. She mentioned one time I could really use some soup spoons. I wrote it down on my phone. 3 months later, birthday's coming up. Go look at the gift idea list. Soup spoons. Perfect. Boom. Got them. Gave them. Fantastic night.
All right, so here's what you don't understand, and you haven't been with me as long as Jason has.
I can't believe that was the advice.
Yeah, I'm not getting her soup spoons, Jesse.
I didn't say to get her soup spoons, although that may be.
No, the soup spoons are great. What you just did shows a complete lack of understanding of how Tausch functions.
Have you not been doing the show with
me? The minute you started, I knew that was a bad idea.
I constantly just change topics and move. And what's that that board that you have written things down that we never get to? So any notes or things that we're doing, that just wouldn't happen.
Mark Wahlberg movies on our show idea list.
Oh, love. I love the
Shooter.
One where... Yeah, he's getting hunted down by the FBI folks when he... What was...
Shooter.
Shooter.
It's Shooter.
Great
yeah.
movie.
He's got a new one coming out. Maybe it'll be time to do that.
So we'll just keep plugging along, and we'll figure it out. But this was definitely a much more successful present-giving deal than Mother's Day, by a long
isn't
shot.
Isn't that like saying that Jordan Love's performance on the second day of minicamp was much more successful than the first day when he was terrible? Like, I don't think you were as good on your second go-around as Jordan Love was on that second practice, because he was awesome. You were slightly better. I mean, let's be honest, right?
No. No, because let's see where Jordan Love's at in 14, 15 years. Let's see where he's at, and then we'll talk. How's that? So that's a terrible analogy, but...
Well, you are the king of the analogies. This is an interesting window into your functionality as a husband. I was actually going to ask for your advice on something, because I am cognizant of your skill set versus mine, and I thought you could help me with an issue I'm having, but we spent 14 minutes trying to help you, and I still don't know if you're willing to let me just take over this responsibility.
Like, no, I
just think you should let me put together gift baskets for Sarah's birthday and for Mother's Day, and just let me handle this.
I'm open to that. As long as you will come down and try to shoot 100 or less in nine holes, I am open.
I will do this for you if you shut up about trying to get me to go golfing with you. How's that?
Nope.
Is that a deal?
Is not going to happen. And I ain't going to shut up about telling y'all to go upgrade with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's warm. Summer sunshine means in a few months, though, the chilly winds. Yesterday, Max asked me yesterday as we were going to the baseball game, what's the wind chill? Is there such a thing as wind chill in the summertime? Because it was cold.
There is feels like, I think, is what they like to
use. No, they should go wind chill in the summertime, too. Anyways, you guys know what I'm talking about. You need to have those leaky windows and doors replaced. And right now, you can choose 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off installation. But more than a pair of pretty offers, Pella Windows now lead Wisconsin and states across the country as number one for highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows, according to a 2021 consumer survey. Instead of just a few lines and a bunch of standard sizes to fit most homes, Pella offers nine lines with each one custom measured and made for your home's specific needs. And they're installed by Pella's certified installers in as little as a day. Order by June 30th for your choice of 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or give a call at 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
Tausch is going to help me with my issue now. See, this is people helping people. And also, Tom Brady, if it's not Aaron Rodgers keeping things interesting, it appears to be Tom Brady, who had an interesting reference to a team that lost interest in him. And the way he went about it caught my attention. We'll talk about that. And Tausch will try to help me with my parenting dilemma. All next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Waking up in my college dorm. Yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided. Notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes?
You wake so up, do we want to workshop and crowdsource this? Do you want people to help you, or you
nah,
think,
I don't necessarily know.
Are you comfortable in your mediocre husbandry?
Oh, I'm not calling myself a mediocre husbandry.
I am.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I'm not going to throw those kind of bullets.
Do you think I'm being unfair to you?
Yeah. Some people are great gift givers. Some people aren't. I fall in the category probably of not being very good at it.
Kate in Grafton on the ESPN
AG.
Wisconsin talk and text line, 844-770-3776. Tell Tausch, flowers are always a good idea, no matter the occasion.
Agree. I got flowers for Mother's Day. I did that, yeah.
Jamie in Orlando. I do the same as Jesse. Listen and take notes when she says something she wants.
That's not my brand. I can't do that.
Is there any chance you could change your brand just a little bit to set yourself up for success?
I should probably be open to that. Yeah, I'm not one of these ostriches that just stick their head in the sand. But I also am not somebody that, you know, you have spots. Can a leopard change its spots? I don't know. I don't think they do often.
Ryan in Maguanago. Tausch needs a AAA service for gifts.
That could help. That's a good point by Ryan, yeah. So here's the deal. I mean, I've done the, like, expensive, nice stuff, and I always kind of feel like that just falls flat, too. Like, one of the times I was out in New York for something, and I got this really nice handbag. And I don't know anything about handbags. Like, you couldn't find anybody that knows less about handbags than me. And I got it.
Like a purse?
It's a handbag, yeah, / purse, however you want to call it. I don't know, Jason. You get into all that sort of stuff. I bring it back, and honest to God, it was like I gave her a wet blanket. Like, oh, here you go. Oh, yeah, that's nice. So after that, I was kind of like, all right, I got, you know, you, you go with some really nice stuff and you don't get the reactions you're looking for, you're kind of like, all right, maybe it's, I'm going to dumb this thing down a little bit. And sometimes it falls flat. Yesterday was a, like I said, a little bleeding heart blooper over the first baseman. Not a home run, definitely not a hard hit ball, but a base hit nonetheless. That's what I would call it.
So do you have any successful stories from your past on sort of thing?
Yeah, we did a surprise. We did a surprise trip to Disney. Like, surprises are good. We did a skit, my best one ever. So here's the thing. I think what I've learned, you have to put a lot of thought, effort, and energy into really being successful at this. That's what I've learned.
You don't say.
What?
Yeah, we did a big-time scavenger hunt where we had to go to different spots. I had the kids. That was probably our most successful. That was a couple years ago. That was a home run. But since then, it's, get coffee and, like, little things. You get a day at Sundara, stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, things get busy. It gets tougher to be able to spend that much time doing it.
So do you think more people are like you or more people are like me and Jesse?
I think,
because Jesse
so
is super
I foods. Think more people will say they're like you. I think guys struggle really. I think guys really struggle, especially as you're with kids and you're busy. Like when you're like dating and maybe early into the marriage, I think I was really good at it. I have dipped. I'm just being honest with our audience. I've dipped.
You are very
honest.
And
my wife would tell you I've dipped. She'd be the first one to tell you.
So she has not texted so far during the program, which leads me to believe she's not listening.
I don't know what she's got going this morning.
So
I don't know.
If you can answer this question honestly, in the knowledge that she does not appear to be listening, would you say that on the flip side, her gift giving has also dipped?
Yes.
Would she acknowledge that?
She would. But in fairness, Jason, in fairness though to her on that, I don't think she knows I don't want stuff. Like she does, she knows I don't want stuff. I don't want stuff. Legitimately. I don't want stuff.
Right, because there's too much stuff already in your house, which I'm sure she'll be thrilled to hear that. Right? You feel you're an anti-clutterer. That's where you and I are completely opposite. I am all about clutter. Like I'm the king of clutter. All right, so I am curious about this. I would like to poll this. Like, do you find gift giving for your spouse or partner very difficult or easy? Difficult, very
there
difficult, impossible.
Yeah, I think that's a fair poll. Yeah. Well, yeah, I got two of the most sensitive, just most caring, thoughtful people that I'm on this panel with that just got it all figured out.
Yeah, but we've established.
I don't have it figured out. I don't. And I'm fine saying that.
No, you
cannot
don't.
Be as perfect as you. Like, oh, Paula said she wanted soup spoons, so I went to Greece and got soup spoons.
You're now conflating two different stories. Paula doesn't even like soup. But
he doesn't like soup.
Yeah, you gotta like soup.
No soup for you. All right, so this, your little snarky perfect thing there, totally not true. This would be an area of my strength. Now, the area of weakness for me that you're good at, you know how to parent from a proper distance. You know just the amount of freedom to give your kids. You don't live in fear like I do. You're not a helicopter parent. So my dilemma, well, I don't have to worry about the gift-giving aspect because it comes pretty easily to me. The girls are at camp this week with the YMCA. And I have struggled with it. And they don't even have to stay overnight. Because of COVID, they eliminated the overnight aspect.
Okay.
They're like a half hour away. And yet I am like, they can't contact me. They don't have any sort of electronic devices. And I am nervous all day until their bus comes back. Yesterday, their bus was late coming back. I'm thinking it crashed on the highway. I am struggling to let go. Right? Let it go like Elsa. Can't do it.
Why would you think the bus crashed on a highway?
If you want to get into the psychology of me and how I worry about all the bad things that can happen, I don't think you want to.
Yeah, no, I don't want
so
to go
I,
there.
I don't know why you even asked that question.
Well, I don't know why you said bus crashed.
I was worried that they'd been in an accident. They were like 45 minutes late coming back from where they were. So how do you do that? Because this is where I stink and you're good. I can't let go. I want to be like, I want to follow the bus to their campsite. That's where I'm at. Like, I want to make sure that they don't, you know, drown in the lake. Like, I am a, I can't handle them being away for this long.
Well, just for the record, I don't want my kids drowning in a lake either.
Like, I understand.
And I'm not interested in my kids like having bus incident.
This is another weakness of mine.
I want our kids to go out and live, and I want them to have their friends and go do stuff.
Exactly.
I don't want them always hovering with us. I want them out doing stuff. Like, go do something. I don't even care what you go do. Just go do it.
I can't, like, when they do stuff with their friends, like, if they go over to a friend's house, those parents are there. If their friends come here, we're here. Like, it's just, like, the idea of a high school counselor supervising my two children and eight others simultaneously, I lack the proper trust. And so, while I haven't had a worry about this during the COVID time, maybe that's part of it, too. Like, they haven't been out of my sight. They went to school at home. But it's really been a struggle for me. So, God bless you for not being a worrier like me. But don't make it sound like I'm
so this perfect
parent.
So, you're in essence saying, Tausch, you are terrible at gift giving, and you don't really care what your kids go do. That's in
not
essence
at
what
all.
I just
no,
heard
that's
right
not true. No,
that's what I.
You heard just, what I said?
Well, no, Jason, I'm just telling you what I heard. I'm not telling you what you said. I'm telling you what.
Yes,
I heard.
I was saying you don't care about your kids. No, you have a healthy outlook on how they need to develop who they are without hovering all over them. Whereas I am the definition of helicopter parents.
Yeah,
I'm just not. This has been bothering me for 2 days. I was off
just
on the show
let
yesterday
them go,
because
man.
I.
You won't send
right
them to a camp that they're like.
This is my
having
point
to sew you, and you're not going to send them to like some hard labor camp. I don't think.
I don't.
So let
yeah,
them just
I don't know what they're doing. I think they're tie dyeing today, which seems like a lot of work, and you can get ink on your hands. My point is that you said after we got done with the show yesterday, you were giving me a hard time. You were saying I was off my game. This is why I dropped them off. And they got on a bus, and they drove away, and I was a mess. Like, I was nervous all day. And now I'm nervous again today. I'm embarrassed, but it's true.
Well, I feel like Winston Moss here. I don't know. I can't help you, man.
I think you just need more things to do. Like, my parents would always come to my baseball games and everything, and then my dad would go golfing on Fridays, and then suddenly he didn't come to some of the Friday baseball games. It's like, oh, okay. He's golfing instead, and he's out with his friends going for a fish fry. Like, that's fine. You don't have to be there for everything. Got something else to do.
I'm sorry I shared that. Apparently that was not... I was trying to be honest, and instead I just dragged down the show again. Let's shift gears. Let's play trivia. Just make a clean break.
Yeah!
We'll get to Tom Brady later.
I love you guys.
This is a serious problem for me. I was trying to be open and honest, and instead, it was certainly not... Never mind. Caller
what
4.
What were you looking
right
for?
Now.
Like, did you want me to be Dr. Phil? I'm not a registered psychiatrist. I can't break down like, well, Will, do you got issues, man? You have like, I can't... Why don't we get Dr. Phil to come and evaluate what you're doing
here? Don't we have a life coach for this?
We do. She's got an award-winning book out. Thoughtfully Fit is her book.
Well,
great
half
forward
of
in there. Great forward in the book.
Who wrote the forward?
I don't know. Somebody great. Dr. Phil.
Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. Caller 4, 844. So I bear my soul here, and all it is, you guys are looking at me like, you're dragging down the show. Shut
up. Well, no, I just don't know. Like, you bring this up like we have some solution to your helicopteriness. I don't have solutions for that.
I had it. Do something else.
Well, he doesn't have hobbies. You don't have any hobbies, Jason. Like, that's obviously an issue.
I have lots of hobbies.
You're overly... I mean, if you really want me to get into it, I'll get into it. I just don't think that's what you
want me to do. I'm overly invested in my children.
You're like unhealthily invested in your children.
Yeah.
Like, you can't miss, like, a practice. You can't miss any... You have to let them go at some point. What did Dick Bennett say? What did Dick Bennett tell you?
I don't remember. What did he tell me?
Those you love most, hold on loosely. You're squeezing.
I thought that was 38 Special that said that.
You got that joystick in the airplane. You're squeezing that bad boy. If you were squeezing orange juice, you'd be getting a lot of juice out them oranges.
Is the juice worth the squeeze? Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. Jesse, what is the trivia category for today?
Well, because we were going to talk about Tom Brady there, we have a trivia category
today. We'll talk
today.
About him after. We're fine.
Teams Tom Brady almost played for.
Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next, and then we'll explain why we're having this as trivia, because I've now ruined the entire first hour of the show. Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
I'd like to publicly thank Ron and the Key for catching my 38 Special reference, because that appeared to fall on largely deaf ears. Hold on loosely, don't let go. If you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control. Which I'm sure that's where Dick Bennett got that whole idea as well.
You've got some support on the talk and text line, Jason.
I'll say this, Jason. I appreciate the fact... I went down a road where I have some weaknesses, and you opened your soul up, man. And I think I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm sure you do. It made for great radio.
Jeremiah and Madison says, don't be embarrassed, Jason. Your babies are just growing up. It's wonderful and sad all at once.
Yeah, Jason.
Matt in West Bend says, just watch Finding Nemo. It's good advice.
What happened at Finding Nemo that would help Jason there?
Oh, I don't want to spoil it.
His wife died! That's not helping me.
That doesn't even happen in the movie. That's all. It's exposition.
Get out of here. Let's play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. It's Kevin and Madison. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
How would you assess your listening experience thus far, given how often you listen to our show?
Well, I'm the same way you are about your kids, I'll tell you that.
All right. Really? Give them an extra entry!
No matter how much empathy is exhibited by our fans, you can still find official rules at ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
Well, what's the line? Right, I'm curious, what's the line? Because I think everybody that has kids cares about them, and we all worry about certain aspects of it.
Yes. But you're on the healthy side of it, and I'm not, which was my point. Instead, you took it as me saying that I care about my kids more than you, which is not true at all.
I'm starting to get that vibe. Now Kevin comes on, and maybe everybody
feels all right, let's not, let's put down the shovel. Yeah. Let's move on.
Michael tweets in, therapy day on Wildy and Tausch.
As long as Michael keeps listening, I will stop. I am sorry. I apologize to everyone. All right, let's play trivia. And then after we play trivia, we'll explain why the hell this is even the topic for trivia. Question 1. This has been a long day already. We've got 2.5 hours to go. Which former teammate of Tom Brady is the head coach of the Tennessee Titans? Is it Mike Vrabel, Lawyer Malloy, or Schmill Schmilicek?
Mike Vrabel.
That was a tough one.
Who does Schmill coach for?
Schmoo England Schmatriots.
Schmatriots.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. Tom Brady would have played his home games in a brand new stadium last season if he had played for which of these teams? The Miami Dolphins, the San Francisco 49ers, or the Los Angeles Chargers?
God, that's what I can't remember who had the new stadium. Chargers?
Oh, you remember.
That was a close call.
He threw one up for grabs there, but he hauled it down.
I don't want to jinx him. Perfect week.
No, don't,
still
no,
intact.
No,
it's still
no,
intact.
No, no, no.
Let's go. Come on.
Perfect week. Perfect week.
After Kevin showed such empathy, now you've jinxed him. All right, Kevin, let's overcome the Jesse and Tausch jinx here together. Question three, which of these teams featured three different starting quarterbacks last year, the best of which ranked 33rd on an NFL.com list, ranking all 59 starting quarterbacks in the NFL in 2020? So basically, their best quarterback wasn't even in the top 32, meaning somebody else had two good quarterbacks, and they had none. Was it the Indianapolis Colts, the Miami Dolphins, or the Denver Broncos?
Denver Broncos.
The streak continues. You overcome the jinx. Jesse, who, when you did your research here, the Dolphins had Tua and they had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
The Colts had Phillip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos, Drew Locke.
Yep.
Teddy Bridgewater arrived this
Not
year.
Yet.
Two other guys there, who I don't know.
There was a Jeff Driskel in there for a game.
Sure. Drisky.
And I don't remember who the third one was.
It was that wide receiver that started because I played him in fantasy.
Because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, completed one pass.
Didn't have a good day. No, it was not worth the gamble.
Well, Kevin had a great day. He kept our perfect week alive. Kevin, great job, buddy. Thank you for both your empathy and your correct answers.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Why were we doing trivia related to Tom Brady? You may be asking yourself that very question. We'll explain next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
All about the bounce in my step. Watch it on the news. What you gonna do? I could hit refresh and forget. Used to keep it cool. Should I keep it light? Stay out of the fight. No one's gonna listen to me. If I write a song, preaching what is wrong.
So yesterday,
sing on TV.
A quote from Tom Brady made the rounds. Jesse, what is the shop?
The shop is LeBron James's, and I think Maverick Carter. They've done this show where they get athletes to come in, and it's uncensored, unfiltered.
Yes.
A lot of swearing. A lot of it tries to take you inside kind of a locker room barbershop mix is what I'm guessing.
That's what I thought it was. And so I was curious because I have not seen the interview. I don't know if it's aired yet or not. But this went viral yesterday.
Let me ask you a question first. I'm getting a little bit irritated with how you can have HBO, because it's on HBO. It ain't even on HBO. You now have to stream the HBO Max. Like, so why would I pay for HBO? I still got to go pay for HBO Max. And now you got to pay for Peacock. Below Deck now, I have to pay to go on Peacock to get Below Deck, which is on Bravo. So, you know how everybody used to always say, you know what, fellas? Cable companies are the worst. They charge you all this stuff. It's going to be so much better when you can pick and choose. You guys want to know a little something? It ain't going to be better. It's going to be more expensive, and it's going to be more confusing than when you just had cable. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, that's so do you still have cable?
Well, yeah, we still have cable.
Okay, and you still have HBO via cable?
I think, yeah, I don't know.
Because if you have HBO through cable,
yeah,
you still get HBO Max. That's how I
don't
have
know if that's
so. If you
true.
Need some help with that, I would be happy to help.
No, stop
because
talking.
Because that's
to me.
Why I'm here. I'm helpful.
Will you please stop talking to me like I'm a 3-year-old? No, I don't need help with it. I don't know if that comes with it or not. I don't know.
Also, I believe Peacock has a ad-supported version, so you don't have to pay for it.
All I'm telling you is read the tea leaves, people. This is what's going to happen. They're forcing you into this, and then you're going to end up watching a game on a streaming service when your wife pulls out the phone and you find out the end result before the game actually finishes. That's where
and
we're going with this.
It turns out to be wrong.
Yeah.
As long as you're able to watch Below Deck at your convenience, that's
yes.
Right.
Thank you.
So meanwhile, it appears that Sarah knows how all this stuff works and you have no clue because you're complaining about all things that both Sarah
well,
and I
anyway,
can both
so
solve for you.
Getting back to Tom Brady, it's an HBO show. And he had these comments, which I like the fact that there's a little suspense. I can't imagine Tom Brady, who was a 199th pick, would ever trash a player in the NFL. Like,
by name.
By name.
So
I don't think
he trashed him by a profanity. He's talking about his free agency after his time with the Patriots, and he said, quote, one of the teams, they weren't interested at the very end. And I was thinking, you're sticking with that bleep. It's got an M and an F in it. So, my initial thought, and I'm sure many, many others, was who is the quarterback that he's referring to this way that he can't believe this team decided to stick with instead of signing him? And the first team that I thought of was the Bears. I thought of Mitch Trubisky.
It's totally the
now,
Bears.
The second team I thought of was the 49ers.
No. It's not the Niners.
But I can't imagine he would say that about Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
But then again, I don't know what his relationship was with
now,
Jimmy G.
Now, I think I actually kind of agree with you. It ain't going to be Jimmy G. Because, A, San Fran was, you know, they're a successful team. They were in the Super Bowl, right? Wasn't that 2 years ago that they were in the Super Bowl?
Correct.
He ain't going to. Tommy knows better than that, right? So I don't think that's. Unless he hated Jimmy G, you didn't sense that was the case, but you never know unless you're in there and actually, you know, living it. I think it was the Bears. But the only thing that holds me off on him saying that was Mitch, he doesn't like Nick Foles. He refuses to shake his hand. He's still irritated that Foles outplayed him in that Super Bowl. So I think that's where it is. But he didn't want to play in the cold. I think he also recognized he's older. He didn't want to play in a cold weather spot. So that's where I don't think it's the Bears. It has to be somewhere south of Kansas City. I think is the Missouri Kansas line there. Is that I think you got to be south of that.
How about Tannehill with the Titans?
No, because Tannehill he just got a big fat deal and they beat him. So what is he going to say? You're going to stick with that, blah, 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 blah?
Well, that means he might be mad at him at the time because he just beat him, ended his run in New England. Like, It's his old teammate that's the head coach there.
Well.
Schmel Schmelichek.
Yeah, that's the guy. Drew Locke in Denver.
I thought of the Bears. I don't know. And the beauty of saying it this way is we'll never know. Like, he's never going to say who he was referring to, right?
Well, don't you think they'll follow up with him?
I would predict, as you said, he doesn't make a whole lot of false steps, right? He may deflate footballs and that sort of thing. But when it comes to publicly, like, very rarely does he have a public misstep. And I think if he were to name the quarterback,
you know,
I think people would think, what a jerk.
Like, Chelsea Handler was in there. Like, I thought that was kind of interesting. She was chiming in with some stuff. I don't think it was the Bears. I don't. Because of weather. But then you start really going through the list. I don't know who else is going to be on there that you're going to say, well, this blank and blanker. I don't know.
Eric texts in the Colts. That would have been Philip Rivers or Jacoby Brissett.
He ain't going to say that about Philip Rivers either. I think it is the Bears, but I think it has
Wait,
to
what
be.
Is it the Bears or is it not the Bears?
Well, the weather
the
thing is what throws
seconds.
Me off. He didn't want to play in cold weather. That's what throws me off on that.
I don't know what other teams were interested
Jacksonville.
In him. I just thought of
could have been Jacksonville.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to win a Super Bowl in Jacksonville, right?
Going into last year, Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback of the Chargers before Herbert took over.
No, but they drafted Herbert.
Well, we will continue to try and figure out who this was. So are you going with the Bears, or are you agreeing with me or disagreeing with me? I can't really tell right now.
I think it was the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Final answer?
Yeah, I think that's going to be my final
Tausch will roll that. We will shift gears yet again to kick off the 10 a.m. hour, which begins in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.